And welcome back to the Dam Sports Show here on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV. We have a special guest, dare I say a legend, because this Friday we see the Milwaukee Brewers 25th anniversary of American Family Field's Legend Game, and we have a local legend who's going to be umpiring in that game. It's Tim Haldeman. Tim, how are we doing?
I'm doing fantastic, Wally. Thanks for the opportunity to tell the folks about this.
Well, it's a pleasure is all ours, Tim. We have a blast calling games with you in the fall. That's coming up. But before we put you on the duty again, you have this fun opportunity, and I would love to hear how this came to be, because this is brand new news to me.
Okay. The Brewers needed four umpires for the Legends game, and so they contacted the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee head coach Sean Wegner, who is originally from Watertown and a good friend of ours. And he contacted us and some umpires that he knows in the area and asked us if we care to do this. He actually asked my son first, but he declined due to the fact that he's a Cub fan.
It's a good reason to decline.
Right.
Well, Tim, I'm curious because I know that you have been umpiring all over this country, different sports you've been officiating. This has to, I imagine, rank pretty high on the honors of what you've actually been able to do and the opportunity to deal with some Brewers legends at AmFam Field itself.
Well, without a doubt. And hopefully the folks at home have seen the list of ex-players, retired players that are playing in the game. And it's just going to be a hoot, without a doubt. And I'm sure these guys are not going to take this overly serious by any stretch. And needless to say, the umpires were just out there sort of as figurines, if you will.
Well, some of those legends include Ryan Braun, Jeff Jenkins, Ben Sheets, Mike Moustakas, Giovanni Gallardo. You say they're not taking it too seriously. Tim, I guess before I ask my next question, do we know where you're going to be actually situated? Are you going to be behind the plate? Are you at one of the bases? Where are we at?
To be very honest, I know I'm not doing the plate, so I'll be on one of the three other bases.
Okay, because I was going to say, if you get a play at the bag somewhere, Ryan Braun's in your face, I've got a feeling that you're going to stick to your guns.
Yeah, he's a little more important than I am, no doubt. Like I said, we're just there for fun and games.
It's going to be fun. I'm just waiting for you to get the hands up to the ears. We need a review. I imagine there's no review in this. You're going to be the end-all be-all.
Well, just to let you know, I found this a bit remarkable, actually, in that the Brewers have actually ordered a brand-new mask for my friend Kyle from Watertown, who is doing the play. And it's going to be situated with a pro cam on it. So somebody has to be televising or at least videoing this game. And it's going to be quite unique. Hopefully we can watch it at a later date.
Well, I hope you can. I'm excited to watch this myself. For people that want to know or tune in or come on out in general, can you let us know when the Legends game is going to be taking place and what they're expecting?
Okay. The regularly scheduled Brewer game starts at 3 o'clock Friday against the Rockies. So one would expect the game over at 2:30, 2:45. They're going to try to clear the field rather quickly, get the Legends out there, and hope to start roughly 20 minutes after the regular scheduled game. And they're going to go for three innings or up to an hour, depending on which comes first.
And last question for you, Tim. I know that you got a busy week in front of you here. Big, big, big week coming up. But what has been, to this point in your career, what has been that, like, the moment that you're like, I made it, this is awesome? This has got to be, I know, up there. But what are some other ones that you've had?
Well, yeah, I've been very lucky in doing what I've done. And I guess one of the greatest thrills I've ever had was in 2006 when the minor league baseball umpires went on strike. And yours truly said that I'll be happy to umpire the ball games because I know they were going to go on. And I was very, very close friends with the owner of the Beloit Snappers at the time, George Spelius. And so I contacted George, and he said, absolutely, Tim. He said, you're the first guy I was going to call. And so we had, college umpires work the games. I ended up doing 13 games that spring before they settled the strike. And, it was an absolute wonderful time. Don Money, ex-Brewer, of course, third baseman on the 82 Brewer team, I think, was the manager for the Beloit Snappers at the time. And just a quick story, I kept the lineup cards for a lot of years. And back a few years ago, I just happened to be looking through them. And sure enough, here was a lineup card that I had worked the home plate. And the Snappers were playing the Great Lakes Loons, which happens to be a Dodgers affiliate. Well, sure enough, listed on the lineup card was this guy that we all know now, a left-hander, going to be a soon Hall of Famer named Clayton Kershaw.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, like, holy smokes, so that's pretty cool. So I went to a Brewer game with a Dodger fan who knew some people and got the third base coach over, and I explained to him that I'd sure enjoy having Kershaw's signature autograph on my lineup card, you know? And he said, well, I'm sure he'd love to, but unfortunately he's on the IL at the time. But Tim, don't be worried about that. He says, just get on our website, get the address of the Dodgers, put in a self-addressed stamped envelope, an explanation, and have them send it back to you, as if he really needs a self-addressed envelope. But anyway, if you follow me. So I went ahead and did that, and unfortunately that was the last time that I ever saw my my lineup card.
No! You never got it back?
Yeah, never got it back, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, you might have to send a follow-up letter out there.
Well, no, I think I'm well past that. But I've got plenty of copies. I can show it to you, Wally, someday.
I would love to see that. And I know it's not the original, but at least you have the memories of knowing that that happened, and you get to brag about that forever.
Yeah, right.
Well,
that was one of the thrills of my life, no doubt about it, yeah. Of course, I didn't know it at the time, but, looking back at it now, that's pretty cool.
Well, who knows how many others are going to come through the wings here in the next 10, 15 years. You're going to be sending more lineup cards out there.
I'm not going to be doing those games anymore.
Who knows?
Maybe you got the Beaver Dam games. Too much of an elder statesman for that, Wally.
Maybe we got our own Clayton Kershaws right here in the Beave. We never know, Tim. It could happen.
Yeah, there you go. Good point.
Well, Tim, I promise last question. Last one for you. How's the golf game? I know that you're carving out a little time for me today.
Well, today it's pretty good.
Ooh.
Yeah, amazingly enough. And, it comes and goes, just like the game of golf. It's sort of crazy. But, today it's pretty good. Tomorrow, who knows? Although tomorrow I'm not going to go because I get to go watch the Brewers again tomorrow. So.
Well, you enjoy
that. But I get to umpire tonight, and I get to umpire tomorrow evening, and Thursday evening, and Friday I get to go to a Legends game. So, and then over the weekend it'll start all over again.
It always does. One of the busiest guys in Beaver Dam and the local areas around it. Tim, I tell you what, you get that swing going again. We appreciate all the time, and we'll be watching closely. I hope you know. You got a couple of critics on hand if you make a bad call.
All right. That sounds fair to me. I'm always looking for help, Wally.
Tim, you're the man. Okay. We appreciate you.
All right, Wally.
And welcome back to the Dam Sports Show here on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV. We were able to sneak a little bit more time with the legend himself, Tim Haldeman, who's calling that Legends game on Friday over at Amfan Field after the Brewers game. But I want to change gears a little bit, Tim. I wanted to ask you, because we've talked about this in the past, there's a need, a desperate need for officiating throughout every level in the state of Wisconsin, and who better to talk to than you? I'd love to hear your take on it all.
So very true, and as most people know, if you don't have officials, you're not going to have a game. And, a part of the problem is, for instance, football, we've gone from four officials to five. Basketball, we've gone from two officials to three. Needless to say, you have a much bigger need for more numbers of people, and to find qualified people at that level is not always easy. And, of course, there's a lot more teams nowadays, too. For instance, you know, at Beaver Dam High School, let's say, for instance, you, in the game of basketball, you've got a varsity team, you've got a JV team, you've got a JV2 team, you've got a freshman team, and then you go down to the junior high, and then you add in all of the club sports and what have you, and all of a sudden you've got a huge major need for an awful lot of officials. And it's not a job for the meek or the mild, and it's not for everybody, but it does... You know, I've told people all the time, why do you get into this? Well, I will tell you one thing. It makes you better at your day job because you have to make decisions in front of people. And not always do you have to, and not always are you going to make the right call. If you don't believe that, just turn on the TV tonight or this afternoon to watch a Brewers game. They're going to make mistakes. And these guys are getting paid $250,000 a year to get it right. And it's an inexact science. And, you know, you can change sports. You can go to football. Heaven's sakes, every Sunday, I mean, you turn on a Packer game and you don't even have to see the picture on the TV of the crew chief because you actually know his voice. And most people even know their names nowadays. So it's a pretty important job. And it's a very, very difficult job.
It is very difficult. And one of the reasons it's difficult, too, is with this country falling more in love in sports by the day, I feel like even at the younger levels, you're seeing fanatical fans and parents. And I'm curious how you've navigated that as it's continued to evolve. And we see it even more now. What would be advice be for you to somebody that is starting, knowing that you are going to make some enemies out there just by doing your job?
Well, yeah, like I said, it's not for the meek and the mild, and it's the problem is at the, you know, where is a young person going to start? Where is anybody going to start? Well, you're going to start at the levels that don't mean as much as the others. Needless to say, you need varsity qualified officials. Well, those guys hopefully have some experience at that level because the game is so much faster than at the junior high level. Guess what? You know, the play and the level of play is not always exactly what the person desires at the grade school level, and parents don't always understand the goals involved. And tend to spend more time discussing, if you want to call it discussing, with the officials and explaining how they're qualified to do that level of game. And now it's like I say, sometimes you just have to bite the bullet, and it's a very difficult thing to do. But you attain knowledge, years go by, and understand how to go about that business and how to take care of things.
Is it pretty much a blanket need right now across all sports that officials are needed? Or are there certain ones that you guys are really hoping to get people involved in more? Or how is that looking right now?
Well, that's a really good question. Anybody out there listening, anybody that, you know, if you're a high school kid that, you know, want to make a little spend money, it's a great place to start. Introduce yourself to someone in the community that is a certified official. And by the way, speaking of that, young person or anybody that is to any degree interested, the first thing you do is you get the WIAA website and WIAAWI.org and get yourself certified. And if you are a high school student, it doesn't cost you a dime for the period of time that you are in high school. And
wow.
My honest opinion is I don't think that the majority of athletic directors, I know some of them do, but not all of them are to the point where they tell their kids, hey, we need officials, we need need you to go to the WIA website, get certified, call up this guy. You know, he's a local fella. He'll help you out and get you started the right way.
Well, and I know there are a lot of people that maybe are on the fence and they want to do this. I know we talked about some of the difficulties and challenges with the job, but I imagine there are a lot of rewards that come with this as well.
Oh, heaven's sakes. Yeah, I couldn't even begin to tell you the fun that I've had through the years, of which is roughly 38 years, I think, in WIAA now, give or take a year or two. The one thing you're going to want to do is join an association. And in the Beaver Dam area, we have the Yellow Thunder Association, which is in Columbus and has been there for 50-some years, a group of young and old. Experience ranges from 40-plus years to, down to guys who are just getting started, and we do different sports as well. There are other associations throughout the state of Wisconsin in every given area. And, in this day and age also, another good way to learn is to go to clinics and go to camps. I could give you some real positive stories about a couple of young people from Waterloo in particular who have succeeded and gone to some really, really good things. And it's a real fun thing for me to train these young people to try to get themselves to that level where they can possibly make themselves some money or even go into such a thing professionally.
Wow. And you said you had stories. Have you seen that happen through people going through WIAA and all of a sudden they said, hey, this is going to be what I want to do for full time?
Well, just a couple of quick examples. I have a young fella. He just graduated from Waterloo High School a year ago. He turned 19 just before Christmas. He has been on the East Coast this entire summer working in the Frontier League. He went to the Professional School of Umpiring back in January and got hired by the Frontier League and making himself a real go of it this summer. On the other hand, I've got another young fellow that just graduated from UW-Madison this past spring. And at 22 years old, he actually worked the girls' WIAA state tournament game this past March. So, you know, if you want to get your nose dirty and want to learn the game and you're not afraid of a little bit of once in a while a bad activity, which hopefully will make you a better person on down the road, go ahead, get yourself started. And it's I'll tell you, the great majority of my best friends are officials, and except for all you yo-yos at the radio station.
Well, we appreciate you so much, Tim, and I appreciate you giving us some time today to talk about a need right here in Wisconsin. We need to make sure that these kids are able to play these games, and we can only do that if we have officials there. So thank you for all your hard work, and hopefully we get some more officials in the wings that we can talk about in the mighty Frontier League. Go Washington Wild Things, by the way.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Well, I can't thank you enough, and go Brewers. I'm heading that way right now.
Perfect. Tim, you're the man. We'll talk to you soon, and I guess very soon with the high school football coming around the corner. Hope you're ready.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was born ready, Wally. Just like you, buddy. Yeah, looking forward to my 30th year with my good friend Mike Tronson. And like I said, most people feel as though we're joined at the hip. That's not true. But we have an absolute blast, and I appreciate Good Karma for continuing to hire this old fellow from Dairy Farm in Lafayette County, amazingly enough.
You guys do a great job. Every time the Beavers are done playing, I'm off the job. First thing I do is go home, have a couple cold pops, and turn on Tim Haldeman and Mike Tronson calling games. So very, very thankful to have you part of the team, Tim.
Well, first of all, Wally, get a life. And secondly, I thank you. And I hope the folks at home, when they listen to our broadcast, have a bit of admiration for us as well, because, man, we have an absolute blast every Friday night, and I would really miss it if you guys wouldn't hire me back.
Well, don't worry. That's out of my range, but I'm putting good words everywhere I can for you, Tim, so don't you worry about that. But, hey, you enjoy the Brewers. Have a great week. Enjoy that game later today, and, man, we'll be watching and rooting you on.
All right. Thanks, Wally. Greatly appreciated. Have a good day, bud.